responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We will continue with your phone calls, and we'll get back into what happened to me this morning in the Keene District Court. Okay. As I was in there for the couch in the yard situation that we've been talking about so much over the last few weeks of the program.
So much.
But first, we go to Freddie Bohr in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Freddie Bohr.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Listen, you are absolutely right, Ian. Mark, I have to take exception because I'm going through this right now.
Okay, what do you mean? What part was I right about?
The legalese in English.
And
you cannot get trapped in that. I have a question for you, Ian. Have you ever filed any declaration of status?
No. What is that?
Okay. I went down to the, after all of my studies, it all originates with the birth certificate or certificate of birth in lieu of birth certificate. You know, the thing when Reagan put us all up for collateral and all that. And I went down and filed my declaration of status. That you know, the tenet of law is if you do not disagree, then you agree.
Oh, I see where you're coming from. You're basically the idea sort of sounds like what Robert Menard over at thinkfree.ca has been doing, and that is encouraging people to go and he calls it something different, but it sounds like a similar concept where you basically you make certain declarations. You know, I say, you know, this and this about me and my relationship to you. And
that's exactly correct.
And if you don't rebut it, you know, basically I'm a free sovereign individual. I don't have a contract with you.
You play by the same rules that they do. They send you a notice if you don't respond. Then you're guilty, or if you don't bow down, then you're guilty. So you send them one. Well,
right.
You take this down, and everything that you put in that declaration of status, from unconscionable contracts to, well, if you put any of them up to contract law, they fail. So you've got the full range. All you have to do is rules for contracts, all the way back to Magna Carta, and they violate all of those. So plus unconscionability, and you can mention September 11th and.
Well, I don't know why I would do something
Harbor,
like that.
All of those things.
I don't need to have an excuse to be a free person. So let me ask you this. Here's what I did most recently before the hearing today. I sent a letter back to the bureaucrats after they sent me a letter about supposedly owing them a $200 fine for the couch in the yard. And I did use some of those techniques within the letter, basically saying, and it's posted in full over at freekeen.com if you want to read it for yourself. But basically it said, hey, look, I accept your fine for value, and I'll be happy to pay it as long as you can show me my proof of obligation that I somehow, you know, am obligated to your laws. Show me the signed agreement with my signature and a signature of one of your authorized agents that actually binds me to your ordinances. That is essentially what you're talking about without it being a declaration of status. It's putting them on the spot to say, hey, do you have this? I'll give you 2 weeks to show it to me, and if you can show it to me, I'll happily pay your fine.
No, because you're still playing in their game. What you have to do is challenge the jurisdiction of the court, and your declaration of status and all of the things that you place in evidence must be cleared up in order for the court to establish.
Yeah,
I'm
not placing anything in
evidence.
There's
a tangled scheme you have to unwind here.
I haven't gotten to the point of actually going to a trial yet, and I would prefer to not actually get to that point because.
Well, if you challenge, see, the first tenet of any court is they you walk right in and you challenge jurisdiction based on your declaration of status. You must, if there's a commercial flag, a gold fringe flag behind that.
Oh, now
judge.
We're definitely getting to the fringe.
Ian did exactly what you're saying. He walked up, he said, I don't consent to your governance.
But he never established a reason why he can do that. See, they can turn around
but
and
you
prove.
Said that by not saying so, you consent, and the fact is he said otherwise, so therefore he didn't consent, the judge still threatened to throw him in jail.
That was a general thing. And I'm not saying, look, I'm not saying that they don't have the power of the gun. But when I go in there, I'm going to be carrying a different flag than his, which is spelled out in my declaration. And the declaration is registered in the same place that they registered their lien against me. And so if they accept their tenant, that they have jurisdiction over me because of this, and it's filed there. I filed a counter document, which they did not respond to, that eliminated their jurisdiction. So I will not stand before the bar.
Well, if it works for you, please call us back and let me know. But I think, in fact, they're just going to act like
they're
crazy.
I may be calling you for bail money. I'm going to jail.
Right, so you're pointing out that even though you filed all these things, they may still just send men to your house.
I have followed the letter of the law. I have studied this for 6 years. I've bought thousands of dollars worth of law courses and studied this, and it all comes down that it's so simple. All you have to do is declare who you are. They say you are this straw man. They say you are identified by this number. They say, and if you do not refute that, but upon refuting that, let me tell you what I've had to give up. I can have no bank account. Every piece of money that is not coinage that I spend, and I usually have someone spend it on my behalf, I write no recourse, no adhesion. And the letters.
Yeah, I have to say it's getting kind of confusing at this point. From what I've been,
and if they
can
establish jurisdiction over you, you're done.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but from what I could tell, I mean, if this is a legal fiction that you're talking about, the idea that the government has this this name that looks a lot like yours that they created, they registered essentially when you were born. You've got a certificate of birth proving that they did that, and they use that to sort of float loans, basically, or bonds, essentially, in your name.
That's correct.
So from what I understand, if that's true, that there is this legal fiction out there, then you should be able to utilize that as necessary in order to make your life more comfortable, because you can engage in commerce, but still not actually consent to the governmental system. You're saying that's not possible.
There is a process that you go through that you take, in an attorney sense, power of attorney sense, over the straw man through your treasury deposit.
I don't know if I like the idea of having to go through their processes, because that seems to me like consenting to their system. Where is it that you went and filed your paperwork? I'm just curious.
At the record of deeds. That's where your birth certificate is.
The record of deeds. So
that's
you filed
correct.
This declaration basically saying you were a sovereign free man, essentially.
Is this in the town where you were born? You do this?
Pardon me?
You do this in the city where you were born?
No, because I really can't do that. Now, this is going to sound really weird, but see, I have no firsthand knowledge of that. Everything I have is hearsay evidence to my birth, to my name, to everything. I cannot attest. I am who I am, and in this paper, I am declaring who I am. And there's a big long thing. It's only 8 pages.
So you do it in the place where you currently live, the closest
county that I reside in.
Government
that's right.
People?
And I've been to my sheriff, because he is the only man that can establish a court. There is no court. There is no court to hear any case against me legally.
Now, tell me something about this. You record this. Now, where did you get the template, let's say, to know what you wanted to write?
From everything that I discovered. Everything, you state who you are, and you can state why you are. And see, I participated in the system. So that means I have to, I justified upon discovery of, and then I named off all of those things and my statement as to what those things were. September 11th, Pearl Harbor, Crash of 29, the 16th Amendment, all fraud, all deception, everything else. You must clarify every one of those things. All of those things are evidentiary. They don't want to deal with that. That's what I'm talking.
Why would I have to talk about historical events if I'm just talking about why it
because
is that I want to be free?
You participated in the program. You signed contracts. You signed a 1040 form. You signed a driver's license form. You must justify.
Yeah, but I wasn't really fully aware of what those contracts actually entailed. See, this is why I don't like and I appreciate your call, and I'm not trying to denigrate the research that you've done. For all I know, it's working for you, and I thank you for the call tonight. But it seems like it's a lot of jumping through their hoops again, sort of playing by their rules.
It's presupposing that every police officer and every judge and every clerk of court and every stenographer knows that there's a system that they could opt out of if they so chose.
Right, that's true.
And it seems very unlikely to me in both circumstances, yours and his.
Right, and it's also suggesting that that essentially you agreed to those contracts that you signed when, in point of fact, you could not possibly have known what all the terms are, so it's not a real agreement. More on the way.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the wiki, over 1,800 pages, actually, created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is looking for libertarian students and recent graduates interested in careers in movies, film, animation, or video game production for spring, summer, and fall internships. All positions are paid and include participation in a career workshop. For more information, visit libertarianinternships.com. There's a stipend, there's housing and travel allowances, there's tuition and travel assistance and career development workshops, books, all kinds of networking opportunities, all kinds of stuff. If you are a student in the, at the end of high school, all throughout college, or just recently graduated, go to libertarianinternships.com. It'll get you set, get your foot in the right direction.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. Just as an aside, though, headline, bailout bill, now length of novel. The last time we talked about it, it had gone from 3 pages to 40 pages to 100 pages. They then rejected the 100-ish page version, and now it's getting up there even
more
so.
See, I told you, all they're going to do is they're going to put some lipstick on the pig, and then they're going to jam it right up our rear ends.
Let's jam over to Don in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Don.
Hi, how are you doing? I really enjoy your show.
Thanks, Don. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call to respond to that caller that said that Alex Jones made some comment about shooting people.
Yes, sir.
And I've been listening to Alex Jones for over 10 years, and he has never, ever advocated any kind of violence.
Yeah, that's.
I haven't heard it either, and I've other people have told me the same thing. That's why I interjected at the end of the call that sort of allegedly Alex Jones said that, because we don't know what Alex Jones said. I don't listen to the Alex Jones show.
Somebody,
I don't know.
Right, when somebody calls and makes a claim, it's always hearsay. Appreciate that clarification. Perhaps the gentleman was trying to slander or libel Mr. Jones.
Who knows?
Perhaps he just misunderstood.
Maybe he's a government provocateur.
Could be a provocateur, absolutely, and I won't stand for any sort of
I don't know
violent
who
talk.
Is a provocateur. I don't have any idea. It could be they're just allegations. Could be Alex Jones, for all I know. I don't listen.
Well, maybe he just you suggested, Mark, during one of the breaks that maybe he just misheard. Maybe he thought it was somebody else, or maybe he thought he was listening to a different show, or forgot who it
that
was.
Does happen.
Well, I just wanted to make that comment. And also, I was listening. I've been watching this bailout plan on TV all day.
Yes, sir. Disgusting.
And even though 90% of the voters are against it, it looks like they're going to cram it down our throats anyway.
They better believe it.
And I seen two senators that were being interviewed on CNN, and one of them referred to us American citizens as Joe Sixpack.
Oh, boy.
Now, that's the kind of contempt they have for the American people.
Sure.
You know, so that's all right.
It's us versus them. I thank you, Don, for the call. 800-259-9231. They think they're better.
You know, those politicians, those rich politicians, they have mistresses that they've got to keep in, good standing. And they have, friends and big business that have their mistresses they've got to keep. And the fact is, we've got to pay for that stuff. You know, the average citizen has to pay for that. And they don't want to lose those important high-class, hookers they've got.
We continue with Matt in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight, Matt?
Love your show.
Go ahead, Matt. What's on your mind?
I've almost got regulated by the government out of a job.
Out of a job?
Yeah.
Do tell the story. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm a truck driver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drive ready mix trucks. Anyways, one of the last places I was working, I was like driving around Fort Worth, Texas, and like with the right front tire, bald. You know, it's got like little circles on it going through the cords. You know, like in a cartoon.
Yeah.
So the boss ain't going to change it. It's like,
oh,
Jesus. Yeah, I know. I drove around like that for a long time.
Man,
that's tough.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, it is. So, anyways, they finally changed that one. A couple weeks later, the Texas police, I think it was the state, pulled me over, and he wrote me a ticket for the left front tire because it's bald.
Mm.
And they still wouldn't change it. Okay.
Jeez.
Right? So here I am endangering the public, right? I'm just trying to keep a job.
Now, is your responsibility as the driver of the truck to pay a ticket for the violation, even if it's owned by a company? That doesn't make sense.
Well, the thing is, I'm liable because
he gets in the truck.
Requires you to sign a piece of paper every day that says this truck is safe to drive before you drive it. So, in other words, they got me putting the signature on something.
So in order to get the paycheck, you've got to sign off on the truck that they won't change the tire out on and go and ride in this dangerous truck in order to make your paycheck.
It's a terrible position to be put in.
Then you get pulled over, and you're responsible as a result of your signature on the contract to pay the ticket.
You know, either that or he's out of a job, and the unemployment insurance is only, what, $1,700 a month? That's not going to do it.
That's
terrible. That's a feed a family and pay a mortgage.
So what are you going to do? What's happening?
Well, I quit.
Oh, good for you. That's what I was going to say. Hey, the hell with you. I'm out of here. I can find somewhere else to drive a truck.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much what I did.
Good.
But, you know, because, you know, chances are I'm going to kill somebody, you know.
Or yourself.
You know, a couple times here this year, you know, concrete truck runs over people. And it's not a pretty picture.
No.
You know, I've done it for so many years. I see these trucks crash and stuff. The DOT won't do nothing. They'll take my little thing. You know, if I call them or something, I'm fired.
You mean the Department of Transportation, if you call them and say, hey, you know, the guy I'm working for isn't, is that what you're saying? You're sort of telling them what's going on at the place of business?
Complying. You know, and all you have to do is change a tire. But they told me, it's like, hey, if you don't want to drive this one, well, you see the next one we get you.
You know, boy.
If you don't like this truck.
What kind of company is this?
They're
still in business.
No, it's a ready-mix business in general down here in Fort Worth, Texas.
Wow, that is
awful. God.
That is
it
terrible.
Is. That's the way it is. And the jobs are so tight down here. Well, there's a lot of illegals out here. I mean,
sure, there's
whatever that means. You mean free travelers?
Whatever you call that.
Well, you know, a lot of trucking companies are experiencing.
Not really a band-aid. You know, like I said, that same place, they had one guy there. He had, like, two Social Security numbers, and he don't care if the tires are good or bad. You know, he ain't going to show up to court anyway.
Yeah, that much is for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate your story, and good luck down there in Texas. 800-259.
You have to admit that it's a tough situation for the average guy to be in.
Sorry, Wayne, you were trying to get something in there. Go ahead.
I was going to say that a lot of trucking companies now are really tight and almost on the verge of bankruptcy because of the fuel costs.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's
soared so much. They were operating on rather thin margins before, but now it's getting really tight.
Well, it does seem like things are sort of tightening down. I mean, Mark, you said that a couple advertisers have cut back. There's news here on the Drudge Report that auto sales are precipitously down.
Even Honda.
You were talking about, Wayne, that you and your computer consulting business, you've had clients cut back.
Yep.
So is this the very beginning of a coming recession?
Or depression.
So.
A lot of people think so.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, then again, you won't really know until you can go into it and then look back and say, oh, yeah, that was the beginning. You can't really know for sure if it's happening right now. Get that perspective.
Well, there's fear in the marketplace.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got a bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And you know email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong! Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com. It's an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today over at PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure.
I signed up for a free account today.
Was it easy?
It was very easy.
Did you have to give up a credit card number?
No. No, good nothing deal. Like that.
That's a real deal then.
It's a free account.
Sometimes they give you a free account, but you know they want to lock in your credit card.
The only thing they required from me was me to enter a name, put in a password, and to put in an account that I could be notified, an email account that I could be notified at.
Gotcha.
So you can use it private. You can use the private email when you need privacy.
Yeah.
You can use your regular email when you don't mind.
Cool.
So privacyharbor.com.
All right. 800-259-9231. Continuing from the first hour of the program, just a recap for those of you just tuning in. This morning I was in the Keene District Court here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, not because I wanted to be there, but because they were going to hurt me if I didn't show up. It was about the couch that my tenants have in their lawn. It's my lawn, I guess, but it's their couch. And it hadn't bothered anybody for the last couple of years. Apparently somebody moved in down the street. They don't like the couch. They called the government without coming to talk to me. I went to court this morning, and I made them an offer,
which is a little bit different than what they're used to having happen at a hearing. Normally, they're used to people pleading and setting a trial date. Well, I'm not interested in that. I don't want to consent to your process. I don't consent to your rules, don't consent to your governance, don't consent to your process, so I'd like to make you this offer. And I made them an offer saying, you leave me alone, drop this issue, don't prosecute me unless you have a victim, and I'll get rid of the couch if the lady that originally complained about it will come and meet me and talk to me like an adult and say, hey, I'd appreciate it if you move the couch. Seems like a reasonable request, right?
It does. I mean, here in America, where you should be allowed to face your accuser, certainly does.
So that's the offer that I made to the court people, and the judge said, well, he couldn't negotiate on behalf of the city, and that they're going to go ahead and schedule a trial and plead not guilty anyway. Apparently, they can enter a plea for me, even though I don't understand what's going on. So we got past that part, and the judge said, all right, get out of here. So I left. And he had ordered me to wait for their paperwork, their trial notice or whatever, which I'm not going to do because, again, I'm not interested in consenting to their process, and I didn't enter a plea voluntarily. But as I was walking out of the court and walking into the little, I guess, waiting area, I was waiting for some of the other people, you, Mark, and the other dozen or so people that showed up for the trial. Thank you to everybody that showed up this morning, by the way, waiting for you guys to come out. And as I was waiting, the guy that originally brought the case, the ticket for the couch being in the yard, walks out. He was the guy that I actually handed my offer to, the piece of paper that I'd written down the offer on, the contract, essentially, the agreement. He comes out and he says, essentially, I'm paraphrasing everything at this point because I was not recording. He says, well, I'd like to discuss this with you off the record, privately. And I thought about it for a second. I thought, okay, well, there he is. He's holding my agreement in his hand, says he wants to discuss it, is willing to discuss it with me, but off the record. This should be interesting. Okay, fine. So we step into this other room, and as soon as the door closes, Carl Patton's demeanor changed completely. He went from gruff, tough, rough, you know, angry, surly bureaucrat to nice guy. And he was making eye contact. I felt like I had a connection with him that I had not yet had up until that point in my interactions with him. And he essentially told me, hey, look, I've got a boss. I've got this job. I don't want you to think that I'm targeting you because I'm not targeting you. This is essentially what he told me. I'm not targeting you. And I said, well, I appreciate knowing that. And he said, look, there is a real complainant. And I guess I probably talked to Fred, one of the other city bureaucrats here who I'm on pretty good terms with, or maybe he's been reading the blog. I don't know. So he's probably, I think he's come across the information that we suspected I was being targeted for doing what I'm doing and that sort of thing. So he was obviously trying to rebut those presumptions. Look, you're not being targeted. There really is a complainant as opposed to it just being them filling out a form or something, you know, them filling out their ticket. And she really does exist. She really lives down the street from me. I said, great. And by the way, before he said this, let's talk man to man. I said, that's great, Carl. That's all I've wanted to do in the entire time is talk to people like they're people, like human beings. So there really is this complaining lady, et cetera, et cetera. I said, great. I'd love to meet her and talk to her and, you know, just hear what she has to say, and then we'll work something out. We'll get rid of the couch. And he actually said that he was going to talk to his boss about dismissing the entire situation. So on one hand, you've got the courtroom situation where the judge has this image to uphold in front of the entire room of people that, oh, you can only plead here. You can only plead, and you can only do this, and you can only do that. No questions, right? The judge has this image. He threatened to arrest me. 2 minutes later, I'm outside the courtroom having a very cordial conversation with the guy that originally brought the entire situation that sounds like, at least on its face, that they're going to go with my agreement. I doubt they're going to sign it. I doubt they're actually going to sign off and say, yes, we're going to not prosecute you for anything not involving a victim. But it does.
I doubt that too.
but Carl is now acting more like a human being with me, which I appreciate. And they're talking about getting rid of the case. They're talking about coming through with my request to provide me with getting to meet this neighbor of mine who complained. Because look, I'm going to find out who she is eventually anyway.
Why is that?
Well, if she doesn't want to come and meet me, then I'm calling her in the trial. If they're going to force me into their trial, which I'll do everything I possibly can to avoid, I do not want to get into conflict with these people. And that's what the government does, is it creates these conflicting situations that never really existed in the first place. I don't want that. I intend to live in peace and harmony with other people. That's what my intention is. So it's like when the judge says, you want a trial? No, I don't want a trial. I don't want any of this. I just want to be left alone.
Well, in this situation, there is a conflict. If the you know, if there is, in fact, a complainant, there's a conflict. Because she doesn't want the couch there, and you never have, you haven't even thought about the couch. So that's a conflict. You're not thinking about the couch. It is there.
No,
she doesn't
that's
want
not a conflict at all because it doesn't actually involve a victim. It's a neighbor with a problem, and I appreciate that, and I'm willing to talk to my neighbors about an issue like that and come to a resolution that will satisfy everyone. That's fine.
You're redefining conflict now.
Well, again, if she wants to conflict with me, that's fine too. But it's not my intention to conflict. You understand, Mark? You have to have two sides to conflict. I'm not interested in conflicting. I'm interested in resolving somebody that, you know, in discussing an issue and coming to an agreement. I'm not interested in saying, well, I disagree with you. I want to keep that couch there. That's not what I want.
So is your biggest problem with her the fact that she's kind of hiding behind the city of Sakine's skirt?
Yeah, it's the idea that people are so impersonal today that they've been trained, whether it's in government school or by the media or whatever, they've been trained that if you've got a problem with your neighbor, you don't go discuss it with them, you call the cops.
That's not the problem with her necessarily. That's a problem with the system. The system has responded to, because it's a heck of a lot easier to simply call the cops and then have, anonymously, essentially, and then have the cops
I think that's
respond.
A problem.
Yeah, it is a problem. I totally agree with you. In America, we have the right to face our accusers,
right.
And that should be even for the pettiest of fines or of situations, even
right.
when it's a conflict over, you know, some rule in the zoning, whatever. I think that you have the right to face your accuser.
I agree.
And I don't think that there's not a crime until there's a victim. I'm kind of the opinion that, you know, because the system was set up with zoning laws, that people have sort of a right to expect that from the houses that they buy. You know, there's some transitional issues moving from, you know, a government paradigm to a free market paradigm in that particular area. Mm-hmm. I don't know how those will be solved. I think that the woman has made a reasonable request. However, she should have to stand up and say, I want that couch moved.
Yes, absolutely. And so she.
I don't know why she doesn't want to. Some people are nuts. I had a renter who had a situation with a next door neighbor would just let their dogs out of their house and they'd run all over, poop in the yard, in the garage,
there's all
kinds
of
things.
Excuses.
They went over to talk to the woman. The woman went absolutely bat crap on him.
Well, there's all kinds of excuses as to why not, but that's not an excuse to do it. I mean, or to not do it. If you don't know who your neighbors are, go up, approach them, and then you'll find out if they're nuts or not. Right? More on the way. Act like an adult. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Gunday, Gunday, Gunday. 3 days, exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit KNOBCreekRange.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, and webcam version of the show. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com and enjoy those on us. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. So continuing here with my recounting of this morning's activities as I was summoned, as they say, to the government's courts to a hearing about the couch issue. The tenants of mine have had a couch out in the yard as long as I can possibly remember. Apparently, some new lady moved in down the street, had a problem with it, decided that instead of coming talking to me like a grown-up would, she went to the government and complained about it. And that started this whole process, which, of course, I wasn't going to pay. Still, I'm not going to pay. I'm willing to move the couch as long as I can meet the lady that has a problem with it. You know, I understand why she did it. And it's mean of me to say that she wasn't acting like an adult, because adults are trained to act this way. They're trained because of the government system to do these things. The first place to go when you have a problem with your neighbors is the government. Not everyone behaves that way, thank goodness. And I think less people should behave that way. And I'm hoping that this, you know, making this issue public will help people consider, if my neighbor is making a little bit too much noise, maybe I should go knock on their door and talk to them. It doesn't mean it'll work, but it's a nice place to start.
I think as far as starting, I agree with you. I think that there are bad neighbors in this world, and the only way you can really deal with them is at some point or another, it comes down to the law.
So I had a really cordial conversation with Carl Patton, the guy that originally actually ticketed me over the entire couch situation. He was acting very, very different than he had been acting. It was because he was off the record, essentially. He didn't have to act like his sort of job requires him to act. And I kind of thought about it later on as I was just reflecting on the day's events. And I was thinking, it's kind of interesting because it was like we were both sort of off the job at that particular moment in time. Like, Carl's job is the code enforcer. That's his world for the city government. That's what he does. You know, he enforces the code. And my job in this particular case, obviously my job right now is to do this radio show, but outside of radio show hours, if I'm doing
these things, I'm being a liberty activist. So it's my job to come up against these sorts of things and make a stand for liberty. And so we'd been clashing at the head, and that was sort of how we met. And so we didn't really get off on the best terms, I suppose you could say. But it felt like he was trying to patch a few things up when I was talking with him, and I really appreciated that. I still want to know why he was wearing the DEA T-shirt when he first came over here, and so...
Yeah, I don't know anything about that, but it doesn't come out real clear on the film.
Oh, it was a DEA T-shirt, for sure. Somebody found a version of the patch online, and they posted it on our bulletin board system. So
disturbing.
I'd like to get to know Carl a little bit better. And so I invited Carl out to lunch. It wasn't right then. It wasn't when we were having that conversation. I actually shook his hand because he was sounding like he was going to try to get to happen what I had requested happen in my offer that I'd made to the city. So I was satisfied with that. Shook his hand for the first time ever. It was a good handshake, good eye contact. It felt good. It felt right. And so I contacted him later via email and invited him out to lunch. So we're going to go next week. He said yes. We're going to have a nice conversation, off the record, of course, just him and I, you know, a little get-to-know.
Not going to shove a microphone in his face?
No, not like that. I'm a respectful guy like that. We're both off the job. I sort of envision it like, I don't know if it was the Wile E. Coyote / Roadrunner cartoons or if it was Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd, but there was these Looney Tunes cartoons where the two enemy characters, they run around after one another and they sit down, they'd have coffee and tea like during break time.
That was Wile E. Coyote and the Sheepdog.
The Sheepdog, that's who it was.
The Whistle Would Blow.
Right.
They'd go on duty.
Yeah.
The one would try to get the sheep. The other one would try to stop
them. That's sort of like the feeling that I'm getting here. Because, Mark, you and I, we went out and had lunch with another city bureaucrat, Fred Parcells, here in Keene. And it was a result of Fred having maybe an almost unhealthy interest in the Free State Project. But he actually, we went out, we talked to him, and we came to some understandings. And, turns out we're on the same page on a whole lot of things. And so I think that this process of, for lack of a better term, killing them with kindness I think, a pretty helpful sort of thing to do, to get these people to understand that we're human beings, too, and we're just here trying to accomplish certain goals.
Right. And, that's the whole idea of the Free State Project anyway, is to get inside of your community, meet people, network, and, push forward liberty ideas. The vast majority of people don't care what the government style is.
By the way, the agitation style is actually right out of the playbook of Saul Alinsky and the collectivists and the socialists during the 50s, 60s, 70s. They create controversy, they agitate, and then they work their way into the system and become mainstream, and it has to go the other way now. So essentially, mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people are doing who are agitating, is they're trying to bring into awareness which way we're going, and we're going in the wrong direction in this country.
I don't want to agitate. I'd rather just be left alone and have a whole bunch of free time to spend with my lady and play video games and do my radio show. But as long as these government people are out there doing what they're doing, and that is, bringing harm to people that honestly don't deserve it, I have to do something about it. I feel like I have to do something about it because I don't want to get into a situation. Pastor Martin Niemöller back in the 40s said that first they came for the communists, then they came for blah, 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 and then they came for me. I don't want to get into that situation, so I'm willing to stand up for those who I might disagree with. I'm willing to stand up for people that are being picked on that I might not necessarily have the same belief system or do the same things as they do. And I think you're right, Wayne. We do have to reverse that trend, and it's not going to be helpful to be agitating to the individuals that are the cogs in the system. They're just doing a job. And that's what Carl told me today. Hey, I'm just doing my job. I'm not trying to pick on you specifically. This is what my boss tells me to do. This is what I do. I understand that these people have their jobs to do. It's just that my job is sort of up against their job. Like, my job is to oppose them when their job hurts people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh, it does. I think that zoning rules are kind of on one of those things that are sort of on the line, things that are difficult. They're a hazy area in the liberty paradigm.
No, there's no hazy area with zoning rules. It's a group of arbitrary bureaucrats deciding how to control your property. That's what zoning is.
Do you think that, hold on, before you go on, do you think that some people choose to live in deed-restricted communities because of some of the rules that are the restrictive rules that make lawns look nice and that kind of thing?
Sure,
do you think
they
do. Do you think that it's reasonable for a person to buy a house outside of a deed-restricted community, knowing that there's zoning laws to some level of upkeep as far as the house goes? I mean, do you think that those people have a reasonable expectation to expect that level of upkeep?
No, because
the government's involved.
I'll tell you why. Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com went to the city of Keene today, actually, to ask some questions because he's looking at buying some properties here. He wants to open up a pork manor so incoming free staters can move here and get a nice, relatively affordable room to rent. So he's been looking around at different properties, and one of those properties is in the heart of downtown Keene. Now, as Dale is looking at this property, he came to learn about the historic district. Now, the historic district is like zoning times a million, right? It's zoning to the extreme. I mean, as though zoning wasn't bad enough and obscure enough, the historic district is basically the government totally owns your property, and anything you want to do as far as changes are concerned, you have to go to them. You want to put a new coat of paint on a windowsill? You got to go to them and ask permission for it. You want to change out a window? Whoa, you better go to them and ask permission for it. So these old claptrap, old 1800s-era buildings that really could use some tender, loving care and some upgrades are now going to be completely just, you're not going to be able to do hardly anything without the say-so of the government first. So Dale said to himself, well, I want to know what this is all about. What are these new zoning rules for the historic district? I want to know if somebody who's interested in buying the property. So he goes up to the city building today, talks to the bureaucrats there, and says, I'd like to see the rules for the historic district. Hey, not very many people do that when they're going to buy property, right?
Nope.
You were talking about just a presumption of what the zoning rules might
sure.
do as far as what they might protect. Dale said he wanted to see the rules. What did the bureaucrats say?
Well, go get a lawyer. Look up the law books or something.
No. They said, there are too many. We can't possibly give you the rules.
Holy crap. I wouldn't tell you for a second that I think that the rules that the government has and goes by, that they're not arbitrary, that they're fair to everyone or anything. I wouldn't say that. But I would say that it would be unfair to suddenly for the government to go away and for a person who thought that they could, count on their neighbor to keep their lawn clean because of some kind of rule,
I see where
no
you're coming
longer
from.
Can have that.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Mark, but it wouldn't be unfair because what you're talking about is a criminal enterprise of men and women using force, the threat of force on people, and
it's really not that
away,
much different than a deed-restricted
community.
If they
go away, it's not that it's unfair, it's just that the marketplace is being reset to its natural state. It's up to you at that point to contract for whatever sort of restrictions you want. More on the way. Hour 3's coming up.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
If you want to...